Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful change. And Sam Cooke, I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. You're listening to Tim Aldred, author of the book Bamboozled, Teach by Lies, by Never a Sinner. 6 steps to religious freedom. Who put people on earth? And some Islamic small paperback stuff people want to read on Amazon.com from my pen. I have a strong influence for what is happening in the world, in the human world. There's a lot of confusion about the truth, about human origin. And I know that I consider myself to be just me. Just me, because grew up among several siblings. I can only speak of one that I consider that we too have this strong influence toward the truth of the civilized world, right? And it is a big experience, because the human world is under transformation. If you don't know, this is what is called AD Anadama. If you don't know. And you got to understand that AD Anadamani, which is the implementation that works as the original zodiac calendar, 365 days a year. Now, the calendar, the civilized calendar, is only for African hybrid and ethnic people, because they are the ones that rule the world, and to them are given the governmental ability to rule, civilize, orderly kingship, rule society. How did it come to what it is today? Hardly anybody understand that. And I did not. I understand what it is to be blinded internally, where you can't make any sense of humanity, because we have what is called the Chinese people, the Indians, the Arabs, the Hispanic, and we have other, and you have the white people from Europe, from Europe, yes. And since we grow up under the manipulation of what is called Romans, I am sent to tell, what is this Roman stuff that we are brought up in with AD and Adamani? The Romans created the AD and Adamani. Why did they have to create that AD and Adamani? Why? Can you tell what was wrong with the zodiacal calendar, 365 days a year? What was wrong with it? Why these sodomites had to reinvent what is called an AD Anadamani calendar? Can you explain why? And can you explain what is the premise, what is the foundation on which it is established? Because remember now, there is in history a first calendar, zodiacal calendar, and it's been there for how long? Not 2,000 years. It's many, many, many thousands of years before that. All right. Since when the European people begin to rule under AD and Adamant? 325 AD. No, that is after like 300 years, yes. But it began 2021 years ago, right? So it's like 2021 years ago that the white sodomite people, a sodomite culture at that, just a little tiny fragment of humanity. It's not like having the Chinese or the Indian. No. Because
you're talking about everybody else comes under the ethnic group, civilization. When you say civilization, you're not talking about white people. Did you know that? I am asking you, did you know that when you talk about civilization, even they themselves are talking about civilization. They themselves are calling the Western world their civilization. Come on, man, turn up your ass and fuck again, because you have it wrong, all wrong. When we talk about civilization, you're not talking about white people. But yet still, they are ruling the world. Do you see anything wrong with that? Something is crucially wrong with, you see what I mean? And how can the world lose it, such an awareness, such a sense that the big civilization of the world with the Chinese, because it tells you we are the first emergent of civilization, right? Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. The first human civilization, right? In the river valley. Start with Mesopotamia. And the river that flows, that cause agriculture to grow. The gods provide that. These sodomites don't want to talk in gods that do everything here on earth that we have here for life. They want to talk about one god. They, you know, they decide that, no, we're not going to talk about no Elohim god. We want them to worship this unknown spirit god that begot a son and all these kind of stuff, that they twist the truth of the world into faggot lies. That's we're talking about change. That's where the change is supposed to come. People start realizing these faggot homosexuals take over the world when we were yet unborn. And they are happy. They are so happy. Okay? When we were not able to read what the world is to tell us, how the Chinese came about, the Indians, Hispanics, and everybody else, hybrid people. They have hybrid blood. And these white people interbreed up with some of us. And that changed the dynamics. It changed our dynamics. Because when they should be sitting in their territory over there in Rome, no, they're all over the African territory. Everywhere African people go, they are right there seizing everything under their fucking stupid, specious, vacuous A.D. and Adamani. These guys are so uncivilized, it's crying out loud in everything they do. Wars, criminals, theft, everything. And black people are helpless. And they will not help us. And you're going to find out the value of the truth. The value of the truth is where? Not in your dinner plate. You see? It is in the world certified history. That's where it's at. It was keeping record long before we were born. And now if we decide that we don't have to know the history for ourselves, well, these sodomites gonna take care of you. Come away where you have. Make their own law. And talk about this, the law of the land. Now, take them into the history and the jurisdiction that speaks of a civilized world that don't include them, and you will see where they go. You will see where they go, because they are sodomites and they are dominant. They are ruling and they explain themselves. That's what they're doing, and that people still don't understand. But I am saying here, you know, it is deplorable that something like this happened in the world. We have people so confused in the Tower of Babel. The Tower of Babel. And people only know what part of the frequency on earth they know. Eating and drinking, you have a job and stuff like that. But we are cut off from spiritual life. Don't you know? All these churches around, I'm talking about cut off from spiritual life, of course. Because the church, if you read history, is not a part of civilization. Church is not a civilized institution. It's the white people that turn the world into what it is. And if you read, you will know that they started a long time before we were born trying to change the world after they learned to read a little bit over the past 12,000 years. You see, and it is a shock for us to realize that the world is different from Christmas and Easter celebration world. That's not the world of civilized people. You see, when it comes to like giving recognition to white people dominance, they don't bring black people color into it. They, once they use your color, they dump you and adapt the energy to white. A slow motion effect that they are using to get rid of black people altogether. All right? So the church is a part of the process of weeding out black people. First, is to interbreed with black people who have the long life blood. You see. And good health. Biology. This is what these white people working on. Because who they come from? They come from the Homo erectus that died out. How long you expect their lifespan is supposed to be. Right? So what they are doing right now are going through the motion. Slowly, it's going to take a few thousand years. So 12,000 years gone, and they're coming from being mute out of 1.8 million years in Europe, living on this city, and they never come to anything civilized. Still, after the African civilized people were created, it's not too long ago, some 300,000 years or so, right? Well, what these white people are doing right now, why you see that they claim dominance over black people and stuff like that, they don't have enough sense to live like civilization. So what they discover with the little reading that they have is that they can, you know, since they have some scientific knowledge and everything like that, now, you know, they push blacks aside and handle everything. They steal our money. And use it to do things that affect, you know, government and people. So they take over government. And we are still here, days and stunned, don't know what these fucking ass people doing, saving that, you know, they fuck ass and they want our ass to fuck. Except you know that. You know that, but you also can't talk about it. Can't talk about it. But they will go down to the dust. That's where they headed. They will go to the dust. So let me read some of this here. Indo-European deceived blacks by using what they call kingdom dominion Reconstructionist teaching. What is that? It is the Bible. Beginning with Genesis creation. It is not a story of history at all. Neither reminding you that the Bible has never at any time been certified that it is a book of history, which means creation by a God in the Garden of Eden. Nothing that you read about in the Bible is certified as history. Adam and Eve that you're reading about in the Bible, it is not a story for you to believe, because whatever relevance in history about civilization, it is taken from history itself. Anything in the Bible, it is taken from history. And they have a way of telling you it is God who sends revelations to prophet and talk all kind of nonsense. When you take it out, it can't be that make any sense. Because we have in history flood and everything about nature. And they come along 2,000 years or so ago and decide that they're going to change all of that and turn it around to sodomy. All right? So they decide to make the church make it seem like what polytheism rituals and stuff that used to happen. They wanted to resemble that. So like they now keeping up ceremonies and stuff like that, similar to what is used to educate the African people. These white people are wrongly emulated, come with all them old bunch of honest fucking ways. And now you don't see what they do by they making AD and Adamani. They got you under their jurisdiction, even though they have no right, no legal right. But guess what? If we, we have allowed them to take control with AD and Adamani fucking nonsense. We allow that. But any given day, you strike a confrontation with that, not talking about violent confrontation, pick up a legal argument about AD and Adamani and what was before AD and Adamani. You can't talk a church argument with that because it's not a church argument. Church non-existent. And it's the reason why Black people cannot get up from where they at. Cannot get up when it comes to like position in government and stuff. You cannot get up high because they, the sodomites, are always going to control what's going on because you're in the church. They are the one who is using AD and Adamani to certify if you're a minister running a church or stuff like that. They are the ones. You are underneath them. Black people have surrendered themselves to the white uncivilized people there. We're just mocking our system. That's what they're doing. Mocking our system. And they tell you all kind of nasty something from the bottomless pit. And we still under them bureaucracy. And they're looking at us and saying, they don't understand. They don't understand. Because they don't see what we're doing. So they can go full speed ahead. That's what's going on. So kingdom reconstruction is teaching. It's the Holy Ghost and all these things we have in the Bible. It is not history, okay? That Holy Ghost thing, that is what messes up your cerebrum and the cerebellum, your brain. It's the Bible, the white fucking people that use to mess up black people's brain. And you don't have to accept that as true. I know it's true. You see, because I am reading the certified world literature textbook. You are reading a Bible that has absolutely no kindergarten certification, not even that. And yet still you think that you can win an argument about government today and why people fucking ask and tell black people they must fuck ass too with federal law that permits you to marry same sex. And I'm saying, you know, it's a bunch of shit. You see what I mean? It is a bunch of shit. But you can't make a church argument out of this because church is not a civilized thing. Okay? And only civilized things good for the civilized world. You see? So these people are taking over the world to make it an uncivilized world. If you don't know, you know now. You know now. And it's the reason why they're going to bite the dust, because the uncivilized right thing that they are bringing into the world to change our minds, to deprogram us, it's too ignorant that anybody who are able to read on a certain level, let's say like me, don't read a lot, but, you know, you can, you know, decipher certain things. Like, you know, Pope apologize for sins of Catholic, you know, that don't sound right, right? You have to check it out. Something is wrong with them. Something is wrong with them. They are too much on it. Look, you think that you can fuck ass and you're not an idiot? You're double crazy. Anybody's fucking ass, that's not nature, that's not civilization. And when you allow these faggots to come and swoop down up over everything we have and come with their democracy, AD on a Dominic, and control every single thing you have. Everything you have, and nothing goes. It's an oak. It is an oak. And all you need to know is king at how the situation is so volatile right now with these white people. Pretending on something, it's like quicksand. If anybody come and do and start saying anything that affecting their position as far as they being Romans and Romans do this and Romans do that, Roman destroy Jerusalem and all this kind of stuff, and yet still, you know, they duck, you know, and put a distinction between Proto-Indo-European and Romans. Can't you see that? They make a difference. You know, they want to eat their cake and have it at the same time. They are the Romans, but yet still they won't marry Romans to Indo-Europeans. No, you just think that just that type of thinking, it doesn't take anything for you to overturn what any transaction that is going on today. Because all of the transactions that are going on today under federal government is invalid. Every line, every letter of it. AD Anno Domini is not government. It will never be government. And talking about African ethnic people, AD Anno Domini is not government on planet. It is very clear. You read it in the World History textbook, whereas you can see how these faggots invented and come in and take their time and shove aside the original civilized way of thinking and come in with theirs. I can read you this that will give you a sense of enlightenment. How these white people come in and in a shrewd kind of way distract black people and build up such establishment and get Africa to be distracted too and not care for the world under kingship. And this spagat come with A.D. and Adamani, right? Look at what they have done. In the world, it's a textbook. It will tell you, here, you want to find out that it is the white people them call themselves Romans, right? And this is what they wrote. The Romans believed that observation of proper rituals by state priests brought them into a right relationship with the gods. This guaranteed peace and prosperity. Indeed, the Romans believed that their success in creating an empire meant that they had earned the favor of the gods. Nobody else existed but the gods. Okay? Like here today, we are only human beings here, but you go to Africa and you will see exactly over, like, you know, many thousands and thousands of years in Africa, there is physical evidence there who were the first civilized people lived there. It's not us. It's the gods. The Elohim gods. They are the ones that created us hybrid, and we are not ordinarily created. To have the blood of the Elohim is having intelligence. That's why we are not to mingle with white people, and our ancestors in the past have done that, and that is what is called Tower of Babel. It is because our the ancestors of the hybrid people mingle and interbreed with some of these sodomites, why they are so strong and take over the world, because they get civilized blood in them. Okay? Until if we don't stand up and get our brain together, they will wipe us out completely. So you're going to the church, and once you have the church, your brain is already rewired. And this is what we're talking about, kingdom dominion reconstructionist teaching. That's what they do to the black people. Now, if you see black people are all into church, nothing else, then you know black gone crazy. You see? And it is what the white people have done. Why? They have all the wealth that we possess. They come and take it over from us. Make them make laws. Legislation. They make legislation and pass them. Three of their sodomite emperor and pope. They decided what they want to do with African people. Imagine that. You imagine that. And for how long kingship has been ruling in the world before they come and, their eyes open a little bit and they have a little intelligent thinking. But who they were before, you need to know that. 2 million years in the city out there, they didn't have no way of making anything besides stone tools. Okay? That's what they had. And now we allow them to twist our heads that we don't know what they're doing, but they're controlling the hell out of us. And then eventually they want it to be, it had to get down to the bottom. Now they are on like a demonstration period for them right now, because they are testing us to see how well we are adjusting to this ridiculous fucking nonsense that they are doing with us. They're looking and testing and see how well we are adjusting, because little by little we are going down to bite the dust. This is where they have us now with all these vaccine and all these kind of stuff that they have there. They can put any freaking stuff into your bloodstream and you don't know it. Okay? It's an easy way for these fucking white people to kill black people. And they've been doing that a long time, doing it with a lot of all these diseases that we hear break out and stuff like that. These things were never in the black communities, okay? But they decided that they are going to spread their sodomy all over the world. That's what is happening. When I'm telling you, it's not a joke. Kingdom Dominion Reconstructionist teaching is Christianity. And if you think it's not, you keep on in Christianity and you'll see where you end up. Okay? But what you ought to be is in the world is a textbook. You see, because even though they are writing and doing all these things, if we come to understand the right thing, you know, we won't have no problem with them. Because they now only want us to stay blind. That's what they want us to do, stay blind. And anybody who don't stay blind, they'll make sure that you get blind. All right, so what about me? I am something else. I am something else. Because what I am, and I know the difference between the energy that is fighting. And because I was a part of the church, you know, know nothing else, but I start to read. So I find out too that, you know, change me, take me out of that lane, you see, and know what is history from what not history. And all the tricks that they're playing, I'm looking and see, you know, the tricks that they play. And whereas I didn't know at a certain time when I started reading until I began to find out how they maneuver themselves. And they are so stupid that they write, you know, what they are doing to create the effect that they want. They don't shut them out because they're too uncivilized for that. And this is what I'm trying to tell you. There's just no way they will survive with the level of ignorance that they perform with. Look at the government that they said they're running. You may think that that's government. Do you? All right. If you know it's not a government, you know something, right? They won't stay where they belong. Why they don't stay where they belong? They want us to think that, God gave them as blessing to us. You know, that's what they think, these white people, right? When they're going to find out too late that they did the wrong thing, in trying to impose on us, because they're going to get the explosion of truth on them and wish they had stayed where they belong once they come and help themselves without something. Just go back where they come from. No. They can't do that because they have to dominate the superior people. That's the way they are thinking. And they don't have anything at all as well that they did not steal from the African people, steal from the masses, and steal, kill the leaders, and turn the leaders into idiots as well. But the truth is the truth, and whoever will use their brain to defend the truth will defend them. That's the way I look at it. That's the way I know it looks and sounds right to me. You see? So, I mean, they call it the proverbial, you know, David and, what was it? David and Goliath. You know, David never cared about, you know, the might of, of the Philistine God. You see, because the Philistine was a sodomite. You see what I mean? They write that story in the Bible. It's not a true story. It's not a true story. You see, but they write those things in there to attract people. You know, to make you think it's true, like the world just began 2,000 years ago. That's why they write all those kind of stuff. Right, so now, I'm not about to, like, think, you know, on anybody, because it's time to stand up. Talk about the jurisdictional history and this Jesus they have with 12 disciples and all this kind of stuff. Get on. I'm ready to get on down into these kind of stuff because they must go back where they come from. And all it takes to destroy them is the truth. It is the truth, and they are good, lucky for that. Because we're not going to, get weapons and fight them and all that, not like that. Higher technology, high tech. If they think that they are, they're playing with high tech, but it's not the high tech that deals with the spiritual level of things. They don't care about that. They only know about the gunpowder and all that kind of stuff. We have, with knowing the truth, is the spiritual dimension, a force. And when we are able to use that force, we just don't know how to fail. You see, we don't know how to fail because it's the word that represents the world's existence. And if you're speaking the truth, you got it made. So I'm telling you how they come in and what they do, the manipulation, they come through the education themselves equipped, right? So listen, there was only God before the world populated up like this. And see, they learn from the academic resources, such as we have, right? And now they seek to excel us with their corrupt mind. And you will see how corrupt they are and what they write going against the truth. And see how successful they have been. And they follow that success until they don't realize that their success was leading them to fall into a ditch they can't come out of. They will not rise. They will never succeed again, whatever happened to them after, because they are completely ruined. If you know what the truth is, you will know that these folks are completely ruined. It doesn't matter what you see they're doing. You're on the wrong side of the Elohim. And anytime they fall, they will not rise. All right? Because see, they started out with the knowledge of the gods. This is exactly what they're saying. Calling themselves, this is the criminal part of them. They don't identify themselves. See, they don't call themselves Indo-European. They call themselves Romans and took our military and everything like that. And that's the way they get to where they are today. You see? So if you ask them about AD and Adamani, they really cannot tell you except that they talk and have vision to make their government. That's it. And it has nothing to do with civilized people because we don't deal with fuckeries like what they are into. Right? So taking control of African territories, like just really profuse, you know, baby diaper. I mean, these guys are furious, like shit, so mad and crazy. I mean, to want to dominate people who have nothing to do with them. Yeah. So this is the way they have been maneuvering themselves. And this is where the truth is. They can't stand up to the truth. So that's why they always like to just blast the truth away with their gunpowder. You see, because they don't have enough intelligence to deal with things naturally. See that? And they think that they are the best. Fucking ass. If we had scorned skin ass all long time ago, we wouldn't be having the problem we're having today. And this is the way they go about it, right? Stealing from the black people, always. Now, it says, The Romans believed that the their observation, proper ritual, which is what the gods with civilization produce. They are saying, when I tell you that they've been uncivilized for 2 million years up in there, it's not a lie, because I'm reading this from the World History textbook, right? So they were following the priests. And when you see them talking about priesthood and Roman Catholic Church, they are only wrongly emulating the gods, the black people's way of life. That's it. But because they are criminals, they set themselves up to, and make black people afraid of them. Afraid of them, when you can disarm them, they know more than you, you can't deal with them, right? So they know a lot of things. And hear what they're talking here, that the Romans now, you see, that because they start calling themselves Romans, right? And used, and Romans are polytheism people. But they start calling themselves Romans, like when they go to India and start calling themselves Ariel. They call themselves a name. But they go to India and pull off the same trick, because it creates confusion like that. You don't really have good identity of people. That's what these faggots been doing, and black people don't stop them, right? So listen what they do. Ceremony, you know, this by the state priest, right? And he said, by doing it, it brings them into a good relationship with who? The gods. Not a monotheism, because no monotheism God never come in yet. They never invent that yet. This guaranteed peace and prosperity. Indeed, the Romans believed that their success creating an empire meant that they had earned the favor of the gods. Remember, no church don't exist yet. As the politician Cicero claimed in the first century BC, we have overcome all the nations of the world because we have realized that the world is direct and governed by the God. That's like three times they alluded to the God. And up at the head, the top edge, they call themselves Greeks too. You see what I mean? And Greek is not it's not identity. You don't know who are these Greeks. What race of people are Greeks? So this is what they do. They talk about Greek gods. Invention they're making up. So we come along here today and get misled and confused and don't know what the truth is, because you think that, oh, this is a Greek god. I mean, how do you have all these gods share up dividing against each other when polytheism gods are just polytheism gods? Right? But they're going to come on and talk about Roman and Greek gods. You see that? And tell you about the role that these gods play. Now, you see, there's some truth in what they're saying, but oh, you're going to know. Because there is real gods, the people are here called gods, and the kind of stuff that they are experts in. You see, and people will be supporting them, just like you love your physician or your lawyer or something like that. So they take these things on, and now that they say they are in control of AD and Adam and the world, they write these things in World History textbook. But you can find the truth among the lies that they are writing. They can't cover it up good enough that we don't know what the truth is. So now So they go on to say, at the same time, the Romans were tolerant of other religions. Why Romans would be tolerant of other religions when Romans are people of the civilized world? But they start calling themselves that and imitating Romans. And people respect them like they are Romans, but not noticing that what they are doing is destruction of the African people. That's what they started. So, as you can see, they start out when there was no church at all. So they are the ones that are going to come in and make up church and all and destroy the civilized education and everything that was from tradition. That's what they're doing. So you can't get them now to behave like a real government. That's the problem. But if we don't read it, we don't know. And therefore, you know, it's like we don't have no gas in our tank. So it goes on to say, you know, just think that these people have done these kind of stuff. That's what I'm saying. And think about the situation of the world right now. What, how does it make you feel? Because when you don't know something, it's strange to you. You are accustomed to what you know. How do you change from something that is false? You have got to have the mind to identify something for what it is and make up your mind. That's what you have to do. And you will get rid of the old problem of being brainwashed all your life. You can get out of it if you decide to read and apply your senses. So they go on to say, yes, but that the Romans were tolerant to others. This is just lets you know that Romans are not Romans like you think. So why are they talking like this? They allowed the worship of native gods and goddesses, provinces. So what could they do otherwise besides allow the worship of gods in their territories? What's wrong with their territories? Why, I mean, you know, your relationship with God it shouldn't be no problem at all. But you see, they are coming in with a strange world order, you see. It is a strange world order. These sodomites who call themselves Romans, that's what they are under, and that's what they are working towards. So, it goes on. So the Romans conquered the state of Hellenistic East. So you know, that's not talking about white people. It's not talking about white people. It's talking about black people and where they settled. So I said, the Romans, which is the conqueror of about now, going like, them are good people. After the Romans conquered the Hellenistic East, religion, which means, you know, where they go and do the ceremonies. He says, they conquer the Hellenistic East, right? Religions from those regions flooded the Western Roman world. The desire for a more emotional, spiritual experience drew many people to these religions, which means people begin to come to the white people, them are the Roman, it wasn't no Roman Catholic yet, but they began to form something, you know, where nobody wasn't paying no attention to what they're doing. They were free to do these things. Telling you now, they allow the black people to worship their gods. You see? Whilst they are taking over the territories. Nobody wasn't policing nothing. Right? So they begin to use this Roman title like, you know, a real government, which was not true, right? And they headed on taking all this education, and then they're going to eventually establish the bubble system called AB and Adamani. That's what they're on to. So now you will find the church to come into existence 325 years after they said they changed the calendar, whether they did in that time or not, but it's the date that they put for it. They promise their followers an entry into a higher world of reality and the promise of a future life superior to the present one. It was believed that by practicing in these ceremonies, a person can communicate with spiritual beings and open the door of life after death. So it goes on, and these people are writing things, my friend, and they would make it seem like it's good journalism and reporting. No, but that's not what they are onto. They are wolves among sheep clothing, who never civilized one day in their life, but they take on some civilized academic knowledge, and they're working wonders now on black people, having a hard time to understand what they're doing. But I'm telling you what they're doing. I'm telling you what they're doing. And it's for you to get into the fray, know exactly what history is all about, like a birth certificate. So they go on out and they're going to brand Abraham and black people. They're going to call them Jews. Because anytime you see they're using a name like Israel, they invented Israel. Pick up these title names from, but they good at finding names to like to identify a group that they don't want you to know it's them. Whether it's Hittites and Philistine or a whole bunch of other names that they go by, okay? And they think this world is very narrow, you know, or too wide for anybody to understand anything, which is just not true. And here I'm going to tell you that they brand black people with names and like institutions that they don't belong, because they're going to tell you now that black people were Jews 2,000 years ago. Today, black people are no longer Jews. That's the way they work. That is the way they work. Right in your face, they do it. And if you don't have a way to address them and, you know, push them out, you will be outside and they are inside. That's the clever they are, right? So what is it when the truth comes out? Where will they go? Can you find the answer for that? All right, but what I'm trying to tell you is that they are saddling black people who's not paying any attention to the human progression, not paying no attention to that. And they work themselves in. That's why right now they have control over everything. And black people don't know what to do besides argue and until, you know, they are dead and the other generation come and basically do the same thing if they don't find out. So now, here is where they brand black people with being Jews. In Hellenistic times, the Jewish people had been given considerable independence. By AD 6, this is just after they changed the calendar now, about 6 years since you changed the calendar. However, Judea, which embraced the land of the old Jewish kingdom of Judah, had been made Roman province and been placed under the direction of a Roman official called Procurator. So they go on to say, there was some, you know, they was having some problems in the taking over of Judea, and upset was widespread in Judea. But the Jews, mean the black people, deferred among themselves about Roman rule. The priestly Sadducees and all these kind of stuff, I know they rigged all these things. Black people never write that. All right. So it goes on and talk about the Essenes. You know, there is conflict between them and the so-called Romans. The Essenes lived apart from society, sharing goods in common. Like many other Jews, they waited for God. See? They are nailing down something on the black people about and calling them Jews. They waited for God to save Israel. So the black people were looking for a political leader, like, you know, the statue of King David would come back and rule the kingship, because now they're having a hard time with these fucking ass white people there. You see, they try to keep down the fact that the reason they are who they are is because they're fuck ass. Uncivilized. Homo erectus offspring. Right? That died out. And now because they come and fuck up with the Neanderthals that are a higher set of breed, now they have, they have progressed forward with a little more humanity. And that is what set them up to interbreed with the hybrid people. And this is where the problem is. So this is what they are working with and working against. They're making the way. When they call the black people a name like Jews, after a time, it grows value, that name, because they take on that name and gradually push out the black people from the environment of that name. Because today, you don't see no black people identify themselves as real Jews. You hear some black people call themselves Jews, but where they get it from? They get it from the white people. Do they have a real history to show where black people be called Jews? I don't know of that. If anybody has it, bring it to me. Right? But remember, we have timeline that rule on all these things that they're talking about. So you can tell whether they are fucking ass. So it goes on. If we don't take control of ourselves, it is what these white fucking people want. You see, because no sooner than come and settle where black people are, they are right now, and gradually push you out while they learn how to take care of themselves. So it goes on that they are having some problem now, Jews and among themselves, the zealots and the different ones, you know, talking what to do. All right. In fact, the Jewish revolt began in AD 66, right? They break out into war, only to be crushed by the Romans. You hear that? Mm-hmm. For years later, right, they were crushed by the Romans 4 years later. The Jewish temple, listen, The Jewish temple in Jerusalem was destroyed. Now, if somebody asks you, who destroyed the temple in Jerusalem, what would you tell them? What would you tell them? Would you tell them it's these white people, Indo-European? Are you to tell them it's the Romans? They are the Romans. And the world is the textbook define that, identify them. But they are, you know what I mean? They are going to turn light into darkness and darkness into light whenever they want. But they can only do it when they are the only one to tell their story without word clarity. Because as long as they've been telling people to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and all the world is going down into the ditches, and nobody's able to stop it because they are the ones that is calling the shot for what words say. Anytime you and I begin to be a part of what words say, then it's a different story. They don't want us to understand what words say, and that is what must happen. Now, going further, because I am endeavor to let it be known. Let it be known that these folks that you see called white people in America, and you think they're coming for American dream and stuff like that, and the presidency. If you think that is something good, you're wrong about that. Wrong about that. If you don't read, you won't know. It goes on. And look at, we're going to go into, in this next section is after talk about the destruction of Jerusalem. These same white people that you have around you, they're the one who do it. But they don't want you to know how they do it. So they talk about Rome, a Roman. The rise of Christianity. A few decades before the revolt, Jewish prophet named Jesus. Now, why these white people writing about black people? Black people history. Why? You see how much a baboon black people are? That we have the Bible that they write and we don't even know that them write the Bible. We don't know anything about our existence. And we believe the white people them because they take your money and come back and begin to bribe you to go against your own people them. This is going to work out in the positive, but who's going to hit the dumpster? It's them. Because they don't have anything to hold on to. Truth you need. And when everything is over with, people need to feel the assurance and see the identity of truth. Outside of that, no dice. They are the ones that's going down. They are the ones who have filth on them right now. It's not the black people, really. It's them. Now, so here they're writing all of these things and it feels good. Oh, 2,000 years passed now and they feel good about it. But what happens when we start to read it and find out and digest and find out what are they going to do? We're going to say, you know what? You have to leave our territory. You know, they have enough sense to understand that. They have enough sense, but they don't care. Because they deep down in their genome, they have all the nasty things of nature inside of them and they want to fuck ass all the time. But they want to even marry two people with fuck ass. It's more ridiculous than the African people can think about. More what they are imposing that on the African people. I said no. The truth said no. And if they think that they have the power to destroy everything. All right, let's see. Let's see. The truth is mightier than any power that I know. And here we have it. Here we have it now. They're having fun out of what they're doing. But you know what? When they are having fun, the alligator open its mouth to swallow the one who is not paying attention to what's going on. All right. So it goes on. A few decades before the revolt, a Jewish prophet named Jesus traveled and preached throughout Judea and neighboring Galilee. This is a lie. Lie. Because they're setting up a program now where this guy is going to start a mission. Easy. They are using a black character to do this. A guy who they're going to die between two seas and stuff like that. That's what these fucking ass white people have done. In a worldly textbook, they write this. Now, how much people are going to tell you is what they do. Message of Jesus. They're writing all this fucking message of the sodomite Jesus Christ. That you can't find his sodomite father anywhere. But this is what they're writing in the Bible for black people to believe it. So many believe it, long time. Whole bunch of people had gone. They'll never know to talk. A civilized argument because the head is gone. Gone with Jesus. Now, they're going to tell you, these white people, going to tell you the word of Jesus. It's not black people are writing the name of Jesus. It's not no angel come down and write it. It's these same fucking stinking ass white people who make up the church. They are the ones that are writing the word of Jesus. I'm going to read it to you. That they are speaking because the Bible don't say any Jesus exists. It doesn't fulfill no prophecy about no Messiah, right? If you're reading and reading good, you won't find none of that. But reading cursory and believing the whole movement, you don't look for nothing, but just read it and believe it. But watch this. I'm telling you, they are saying everything that black people is responsible to say. So see, they are putting it out and putting to us, and Billy Graham is going to preach this to us, and we're going to believe it. And we buy all the murals that they sell with Jesus and his disciples, and we revere that like a truth. You see, all of them are fucking ass people. All of them, fuck ass, fuck ass, fuck ass. And what law now? They didn't know about the law. I asked the question. When did they marry the first two men in Europe? They cannot tell you that. You know, when you start asking them questions, they can't find nothing. You know what I mean? Here's what is going on, my friend. All right, so I'm going to read this to you now. What they say Jesus is saying. The message of Jesus. Jesus believed that his mission was to complete the salvation of God. Is to complete the salvation that God promised to Israel throughout its history. He stated, which means Jesus stated. You see? Who is writing this? It's the faggot them writing that in world history textbook. And you're going to read it and think it's real history. He says, Jesus said, do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophet. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. According to Jesus, what was important was not strict adherence to the letter of the law, but the transformation of the inner person. So in everything, do to others that you would have them do to you. Or this sums up the law and the prophets. God's command was to love God and one another. Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with your all your strength. This is the first commandment. The second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus voiced the ethical concept. Humanity, charity, and love towards others. That would later shape the value system of Western civilization. Now, they are saying, they are adding a comment there that what Jesus said about love your neighbor as yourself was used to shape and give value to the Western civilization. Oh, so that means why that had to have anything to do with the Western civilization? Why? When indeed there is no proof that any Jesus said those things. There is proof that they are contrivance. That no salvation was promised by any prophet resulting from Adam and Eve was sin in a garden. There was no Adam that sinned in any garden. Nothing in the Bible is able to produce evidence that those things remotely is true. And what some of these stories that they're writing come from? It comes from history itself, where they have drawn extracts, ideas from history, and write, they're prolific writers, they can switch up things all over, and this is what they're doing, right? So I am showing you, when you see white people, for you to know what they are doing. When you don't see them, what they're working, they have printing press, they have all kind of stuff. You ever seen the Jehovah's Witness and the pamphlet they put out? Right. And you see all those things they're talking about, they're honest fuckers. It's telling you now how they keep down the secret of how they fuck ass into that Jehovah's Witness church, and you think that they are well-disciplined, well, nice people and stuff like that. They're sodomites. Church as a whole is a sodomy institution. So this Jesus thing is a sodomite. The character of Jesus is a sodomite because it's a black man that started off the story on. Until it reached a point now over 2 years, these sodomites, they think that over time, we don't know nothing. So they can just, they can populate anything they want because we lose track. We don't know what went on 2,000 years ago. This is the problem. So it goes on. If you're having a hard time with Jesus and don't know that Jesus is not a civilized story, and it is history that tells about civilization, right? Church is not civilization. Jesus is not civilization. The Romans that you're talking about, white Romans, not civilization. A lie them tell and collect all of the wealth by using black characters. think about it. The Bible is full of nothing but backtrackers that they use to establish a church system and legal system. Is only that is the civilized history gives those come in and join in and behaving like, oh, they, you know, they didn't join in. They had it all along. So it goes on, they say here, Jesus preaching eventually stirred controversy. Some people saw Jesus as a potential revolutionary who might lead a revolt against Rome. Jesus's opponents finally turned him over to Roman authorities. The procurator, Pontius Pilate, ordered Jesus's crucifixion. After the death of Jesus, his followers proclaimed that he had risen from the dead and had appeared to them. They believed Jesus to be the Messiah, anointed one, the long expected deliverer who would save Israel from its foes. And then it goes on to spread of Christianity. And it goes on to tell you all these things that they keep on writing into the world is the textbook and the big picture of Jesus and his disciple and, you know, the triumph of Christianity. Roman persecution of basic values of Christianity. All this kind of stuff, they make all kind of statements to confuse people, make you think that, oh, Christianity was something on the right positive side. Faggot stuff. Homosexual stuff. All right. I give you that so that you take it to heart, my friend. It's best when you know something stinks. You don't bother with it. Right? If you don't find out that the church stinks, and they talk about Roman and all these kind of things, and you know, ditch it over to these European people. Because it belongs to them. It don't belong in our territory. And that's what is going to happen. They're going to be booted out of all of our territory. Because they think that it's all right for them to come here and talk about, you know, they own the world. They make laws and people must follow it. All right, we're going to take them into where they have to account for that. To account for that. Because without the truth, they don't survive. All right. Now, let me read you this next little portion. Before I do that, maybe I can play this tune. 7 minutes. We can do it, right? 7 minutes. Fools die for want of wisdom. No joke about that. Beat it.
But fools die for want of Destruction of the poor is their poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy place. Why do you fight each other? Why do you kill your brother? Then your reward will be the same tree. A better nation. Clean up your creation.
Hey. Now, all right. You're listening to Tim Aldred, author of the book Bamboozled. Man, never a sinner. All right. Now, we talk quite a bit of stuff and coming down, winding down, and do you know how we as people change effectively? It's through communication. Communication. And the less we know about communication is the less we change. We can change, you know, because we need to understand a pattern. And if we want to be a part of something that has an energy that will work for you, you need to understand it. Because if you make a conclusion and a horse that is not winning, you lose everything. To read and get the understanding of the energy, things that we agree with, or things that we reject, we must know the difference. It is our responsibility to think and sort out something that is okay. Process it. Just don't let yourself go into things like that. All right. Now, so I'm talking to you now about the broad problem in the world with the white people. White people take over and decide to turn the world into sodomites. That's what they do. Well, I am born. I'm not sodomite. I'm black and everything like that. And, you know, I know this is not right. This is not right. You see what I mean? And we have what to straighten it out. And we are straightening it out. We're straightening it out. And nothing to do it beside words. And recorded words. You go into the, you know, into the courthouse and they have a lot of books in there, you know, research library and stuff like that. Words. People looking for facts to use to their benefit. So when I'm reading about this Indo-European and the deceit and stuff like that, you wonder why we are on the, you know, on the other side of things. You see? And they now are standing up like they're the ones that stand for truth. They're the ones who stand for government and all like that. And it's not true. The black people are victims. All right? And we are having a hard time to understand. All right. It doesn't matter how these people, I mean, they have gone too far now, and it's like we are, black people are hopeless now. Too many of us are hopeless because we give into it and we no longer understand. It's out of our control. You see? So white people at this point are able to do anything they want. Throw cautions to the wind. They don't have to care because black people don't care whether, as far as the attitude of black people are concerned, we are there to be killed because you're going to a church and they kill you right there. Right? There's nothing to it. You go to school, they kill you there too. That's it. You know, they kill, so many black men, you know, while it is midday and you're right there watching it. The cop is there doing it right in front of you, killing the man. That doesn't happen one time. It's a whole bunch of times. So if you think that you have a government here and you get rid of a Trump and stuff like that, you know, you have to assess that, present something that black people are to be happy about. Because Trump is the worst of the worst of what they call president. You see what I mean? And it's not that he doesn't do anything good at all. It's not that. But they cannot be credited for anything because they're criminals. So you can't rank them in that sense. But bring out the worst
out of their institution. For black people to stop thinking that they have hope in the government that they call democracy. It's democracy is uncivilized. It's something these sodomites make up. Anything sodomites make, you need to get away from it. Okay? Anything you see white people are into. Because they are uncivilized indeed, and let you know that the fact that they are fucking ass and that's their way of life and they want to spread it all over the world using the Bible to do it, that's serious stuff. Now, that's my stuff to tell you. It's my stuff to tell you. I don't know if I were to be afraid of telling it. There would have to be another plan, but yeah, my plan is in place. You see what I mean? The truth must prevail. The real creation of humanity and people on this planet must not be delivered to fucking ass white people who don't have any sense. And none of them is going to stand up and talk to me. You know, they will do all kind of things, work on the side to like affect what I am saying and stuff like that. But I tell you what, they will not win. They will not win. Okay? Because when time come, you know, and summer is done and come winter, that's the nature say. What are you going to do with that? You see, so they've been having a good, what they call a good time and think like, oh, the world is going to go on the way they have it. That's not true. All right. Let me read on some of the things that they have to say to us. And oh, it means something to you. The Puritans. Christian agenda. That is where the white people are together. If you hear them talking about Jesus, you must dump Jesus, dump God. Pick up your world history text and read it. Sumerian text. Right? Read law that is civilized law, not what they call federal law. Because black people are not governed by federal law. Just understand that. But I'm telling you, it's true. It might sound irregular or sound strange, but what I'm telling you is true. Telling you is true. And you take up the world history textbook and read what is government, and you will find out that this guy is telling you what you have not been paying any attention to. All right? Listen to this. You know, I mean, these white people, they need to go back where they come from. That's it. And that's not, I mean, if you think that I'm disrespectful to say that, then you must be crazy. Everybody must live in their own quarters. And they don't come here, come steal from us and then tell us that they're going to control us. And we all come down to nothing. Nothing don't go like that. You understand that? So if you don't want to stand up and speak the truth and let the energy bite them, let them go back home where they come from. It's up to you. It's going to happen anyway. One of the opinions most persistently and widely held among American evangelicals today is that America had essentially Christian origin. Blasted fucking sodomite lie. That is. They rest heavily appeal to the pilgrim, to the Puritan heritage. You hear that? That African people rest heavily on these fuckers' heritage. What heritage do they have? As the most influential Reformation Kingdom Dominion Reconstruction speech. I told you about that, right? Think about this. If you think you have hope in the church and stuff like that, listen to this. They are telling you, we who live on our own and don't solicit nothing from them, they come in and tell us, oh, we depend and rest heavily on their culture. We rest heavily on an appeal of the Puritan heritage, mean Christianity, as the most influential Reformation tradition, which means Christianity, sharing what? shaping American culture. You see? So black people have accepted these sodomites, murderers, and whatever name that is fitting to brand them with. Evil. You see, they go out and fight war, and black people take it like it's good war they fight and everything like that. We don't know anything. All right? So it goes on to say, the fact is, Puritans were forerunners of today's kingdom dominion reconstructionist teaching. Now, nothing is too stink for these people to tell it to you like it is something nice. Because all these things that I am reading here, they shouldn't have it there publicly for black people to read them. Right? Because it's a way of finding out what they mean to us and how they affect us. Right? The Puritans believed that they were carrying to America true Christianity. Imagine this. It is an instrument that they use to kill off millions of the black people. And this is the way they talk about it. As decreed by God. Old Testament. Especially as written in the Old Testament. I mean, come on, black people. Come on. You see what I mean? We shouldn't have to deal with this. Because we have a history in Africa that tells us where we come from. Why we want salvation from these sodomites, I mean, these type of, people that just clearly coming from uncivilized roots. And their ancestors dead off long time, so they want to interbreed up with better breed for them to have, a stronger body. That's what they're doing. So that is what put us into the Tower of Babel. We are confused now because our people mingle up with them and interbreed with them. And we're paying the price for it today. The of the carded weird culture. What's this? The creator of the carded weird culture, named after this intricate pottery, may have spoken an Indo-European language derived from one spoken by herders from the East. Judge with broad handle and inside decoration. Warner Warner from an archives. Bridgman image that is a mural. They're talking about a painting or something like that. Now, it goes on a little more. Mysterious Indo-European homeland may have been in this teepee, the steppes of Ukraine in Russia, by Michael Belter. What do you call a male sibling? If you speak English, he is your brother. Greek. Greek? Call him father. Sun kiss, Latin. Old Irish. Beretta. Freta. Or brasser, respectively, The first sequence genome from an archaeological site associated with the ancient Indus Valley civilization came from this woman buried at the site of Rock Igari of this region from the Mesolithic era about 12,000 years ago to farming and the spread of Indo-European languages, which are the Indo-European migrations, where the migration of Proto-Indo-European languages. The Proto-Indo-European were like to have liked, were likely to have liked, no, likely to have lived during the late Neolithic. So they're talking about how the white people develop over 12,000 years learning to read and write. After 2 million years, they were uncivilized and never progressed to any higher. So they interbreed with the Neanderthals. That helped them quite a bit. But Neanderthals are dead, are died out as well, right? So these white people are in for extinction. They're in for extinction. What they are doing now on interbreeding up with higher beta bloodline, they are trying now to destroy the people with higher blood, because see, the Neanderthals that helped them are died out. So it means that Homo erectus and the Homo and the Neanderthals died out. So it means that they are set on the extinct table, and they are set in a position now to help themselves, and black people paying no attention to that. No attention to that. Well, that is what about what I have to say to you today, and hope that you are benefited somehow. Take care, and we will see you on the next edition.
Love and hate can never be friends. Oh no, oh no. Here I come with love and not hatred. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow I all the days of my life. Envy no one, no wish to be with no evil man. For there comes the day when you'll be free by the Father's day. Leave up your children. Oh yeah. Leave up our children.